Yesterday we mentioned several differences between a milva haksuva batar and a milva she'ena ksuva batar. How do you turn this off? Okay. Okay. So after we finished the learning on the way down to Mincha, someone mentioned that there's another difference that the Rambam points out, that a katan shalova chayv l'shalom l'kishayagdo. If a katan is mazik, or the katan steals, so the Torah does not impose chiyuvim on a katan. Katan is allowed by chiyuvim. The Torah doesn't impose chiyuvim on him. But if the katan understands what he's doing and he borrows $10 from somebody else, then the Rambam says katan shalova chayv l'shalom l'kishayagdo. And the Shach explains not just the din ha'avod, because it's whatever his chayvis does. The Torah is not imposing the chiyuv on the person. The person accepted on his own. So the din is that the cotton will be chayv to pay. Okay, so we learned. So we learned the Gemara. The Gemara points out that the three times that it says Elohim Lashon Chol in connection with a din Torah in Parshas Mishpatim, all three times are in connection with Zelus v'Chavolus. Should we assume Ira Parshas Kasav Kan that not only do you need three times three smuchim with respect to Zelus v'Chavolus, it even carries over to Haidos v'Halvos? Someone mentioned that this, a group of Rishonim had that Parshas Mishpatim was broken up into two sedras. And the second sedra, the next week would be in Kesav Tal Vazami. It was a different parsha. Even if it's the same parsha, but even if it's the same sedra, same parsha Chav Shavua, but it's a different parsha in the Chumash. That's the question. Do you say Ira Parsha is Kesav Kan? What it says in the first parsha with respect to Gzelus Vachavon, does that carry over to the second parsha or not? So the first opinion in the Gemara is that yes, that Minatoira you need the Shlosha smuchim, even in Hoidos v'Halvos. But they made a takonim with the Rabbanon, Kedei shalotin odelus bifnei lovin. If whenever I'm going to have a sichsich with someone else, I lent the guy $5, because he needed some money to buy breakfast. So I lent him $5. Then if I want to collect the money, it's going to be a hassle. So we're going to have to have a dinter. We're going to have to go get three smuchim. So I'm not going to want to lend any money next time. I have to go get three smuchim to have a whole dinter. Then you have to, they're going to charge me money to send a hazmana. Going to cost me more than $5 to get back the $5. So mipnei tikkun ha'olam, they made a takana kadesh shelotin al delus bifnei lovin, made a takana that you don't need the shlosha smuchim. You still need shlosha, but you don't need smuchim. Shlosha yotes would also be good. And then the Gemara quotes the second opinion on daf gimel amud aleph. Rach Beit Ravika Omar, that's about nine lines from the top. Rach Beit Ravika disagrees. He says no. Midiraisa chad nami kosher. You only need shlosha smuchim by gzelus b'chavolus, where it says, and by hodos b'halvois, you don't say ira parshias kosev kan. So the shlosha smuchim does not carry over. Or even if you do say mikared din ira parshias kosev kan with respect to other matters. That's what Tosfos talks a lot. Rashi and Tosfos talk a lot about. The main topic of Ira Parshias is not really over here. It's really a sugya in the end of Baba Kama. It's been a gear to other dinim. So Tosfos points out, even if one will assume that with respect to the other issues, there is a din of Ira Parshias, but not with respect to Shlosha Smuchim. Why? Because you have the pasuk Chumash that reads, "B'tzedek tishpat amisecha loshon yochid." One dayan can judge on his own. So Midrashi say that chad nami kosher. So that's the fundamental machlokes over here. The first opinion in the Gemara was Rava, Rababo Rava, that Menatara the Shlosha Smuchim that appears by Gzelus Achavolos carries over to Hodos Vavos as well. And it's only a takonim of the Rabbonon that you can be done with Shlosha Hediotos. And the second opinion in the Gemara is that Menatara Chadnami Kosha. Yeah. What will be the difference halacha lemaisa? Bottom line, you have to have shlosha hadyotas for hadoas v'halvos. So what's the difference, halach l'maisa, whether you're starting minatar with chadnami kosher? So what do you need shlosha if minatar chadnami kosher? So Tosfos says, because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, al tehidon yechidi, shendon yechidi ela echad. Some of the Rabbanah, they required you should have Shlosha Hadyot. So the first version of the Gemara, Rabba Bo and Rabba, the first version was not Minatari, you really need Shlosha Smuchim. And the Rabbanah, they lowered it, not that the Rabbanah, they elevated it, they lowered it, that Minatari needs Shlosha Smuchim, Rabbanah Shlosha Hadyot would be good. So what's the difference, Allah Halamaisa? So the Gemara said the difference is, where they say, Shnaim Shadonu B'diyevet, Dinayim Din, or Ein Dinayim Din. If you hold Minatari, that you need Shlosha Smuchim, by Hodos Vahavos, he needs Shlosha Smuchim by Hodos Vahavos. And with the Rabbanah, they were Mekel, Kadesh Lotin Adelis Bifnei Lov, and they were Mekel Shlosha Adyotis is good, but if you're going to go lower than Shlosha Adyotis, you're going to have Shnaim Shadona, that's going to be Ein Din Ein Din. In B'riyevet Atnagwa, the Chachamim will never Mekel so far. But if you hold like Arvach Veda Ravika, the second opinion in Gemara, that Midiraisa Chadami Kosher, by Hodos Vahavos, you don't need Shlosha Smuchim at all. Minatora the din is Chad Nami Kosher. So then, and it's only with the Rabbanon after Hidon Yechidish and Don Yechid El Echad. So that instead of Chad Nami Kosher, you need Shlosha. So that's Lachat Chila. And after Hidon Yechid and Don Yechid El Echad, that's Lachat Chila. But if you have Shnaim Shadonu, it would be denamed. That's the simple reading in the Gemara. Here there's a famous discussion in Rishonim and in recent Svarim. If you hold like Arvach Beid Ravika, the Raman Paschal is like Arvach Beid Ravika. And Torah Chad Nami Kosher. If you hold Chad Nami Kosher, it means there's a Bezna of 71, there's a Bezna of 23, and there's a Bezna of 10, and then there's a Bezna of 3, and there's another Bezna of 1. That's called the court of law, a Bezna of 1, one judge. And he say no. Just like if you have a Shal and Hilchas Nida, you don't have to go to a Bezna. You go to a Chacham Amoy Rahi Rah. So you too, if you have a Shal of Dini Maminis, there's no requirement for a bezin at all. You can go to a Moira HaRoa, and it'll be Chad Nami Kosher B'Toras HaRoa. So this is a big machlekes in the Rishonim. Here there's a Tosfos Gimel Amud Aleph. L'Rabba Leisle de Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? Shnaim Shadonu Dinayim Din. But the Eved, Shnaim Shadonu, why? Because Menatora Chad Nami Kosher. It's only Med Rabbanu L'Chadchila, you need Shlosha. Because I'll tell you, don't you hear it? And don't you hear the echo? But the Ebed, Chanami Kosher. So, but the Ebed, you rely on the din der eyes. Shnaim Shadonu, din ain't din. Rabbi Bo holds faket. Rabbi Bo says, Shnaim Shadonu, ain't din ain't din. Because Manatari, you need three. And they only lowered it down to three. Hadyaitis is good. But if you're going to have Shnaim, it won't be good in Bidiyat. So, how do we pass them? So, Tosis writes, Bahalochas Gedoilas, Pasak Ishmuel. The Shnaim Shadonu, Bidiyabid is good. The Tosfos says, on the second line in the Tosfos, on that Gimla Man Aleph, there's a Tosfos Dima Mascha Lerova. So on the second line in the Tosfos, after the parentheses, Dafei. So it says, V'hod the Omer Perkshani Diksubis, Rabbi Shush Yosh V'lekayim Es Ashtar. Meis Echad Mehem, Dilma Darabona Dibravashi Kishmuel Svir Luhun Mashma Ein Aloha Kishmuel, Ochi Perusha Tosfos says, Kishmuel Bi Alma Svir Luhu Bikiyim Shtoris. Tosfos says there are certain cases where nobody says Chad Nami Kosher. What's that case? It's a Kiyum Ashtar. Why is that? If Chad Nami Kosher, so why shouldn't a Chad be good by Kiyum Shtoris? Or here the Rishonim have another question. This big Tosfos on Beis Amud Beis, Dibra Mascha Dibra Hakol. So in the middle of the Tosfos quotes the fact that about 20 lines into the Tosfos, it says about Hakolaitz, and it says in parentheses, Yivomis Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. So Tosfos quotes in Perek Hakolaitz in Yivomis, there's a whole sugya there, all the dinim of Geirus around four block Gemara has all the dinim of Geirus. So Rabbi Yechanan says Geirus Hashloisha Mishpat Ksiv Bei. Rabbi Yechanan claims that you need a bezin present when the ger is misgas. You have to have three people watching. So the Rishonim ask a question: Mishpat Ksivde. Who says that it's a mishpat agzelus v'chavolus? Maybe it's a mishpat like hazelus v'chavolus. Why did you insist that you need shloisha? Why does Rabbi Chanan insist that you need shloisha? If you hold like Rabach Bei the Ravika, the Chad Nami Kosher, maybe Chad should be good for Geiris as well. So this is a big discussion in the Rishonim. So some Rishonim say, it's a fundamental question. When Rabach Beid Ravika says Chad Nami Kosher, means that there's a Bezna of Echad, That's called the Bezin. Oh no, that's a Hayroah. Like when you ask a Shaila in Hilchas Nida, Shaila in Hilchas Kashrus, you don't need a Bezin. You have a Mayra Hayroah, one who knows the din. So maybe Chadam Bekosh means that it's not a Bezin. If he say that it's a Hayroah, then we understand why Kiyam Ashtar in each Loisha L'choladeis, and we understand why by Geris in each Loisha. By Kiyam Ashtar, anybody know what Kiyam Ashtar is? Kiyam Ashtar, I have a Shtar that says that you owe me $1,000. So I come and I say, pay me $1,000. He said, you never saw me before. You don't know who I am. I say, what do you mean you never saw me? I have a Shtar that's signed. You say it must be a forgery, because you never borrowed, you never saw me before, you never borrowed any money from me. So min ha-Torah, if a person comes with a shtar that has two signatures on the bottom, we're not choshed that he was mezayifet. Rashi writes in Gittin, lechotze finish liziyufe, people wouldn't have the chutzpah to be mezayifet shtar. And min ha-Torah, the fellow has to pay the money. And the Rabbanon made a takona, because they saw over the generations people were becoming more chutzpahdik, people were forging shtaris. And made a takona in the Rabbanon, I can't collect the money unless I make a kiyam ashtar. What's a kiyam ashtar? I have to get the two witnesses to come and say that they remember the halvor, or the two witnesses say, we don't remember the halvor, but that looks like our signature. Or you get somebody from the bank who always checks the endorsements on the back of the checks, and he says, yeah, I know. For the last 10 years, the guy, that's the way he signs his name. That's the signature. You have to have a kiyam ashtar. So the institution of kiyam ashtar is a takana mid rabban. So the kiyam ashtar is a takana mid rabban, and you need a maisa bezin. Bezin has to do the kiyam ashtar. It's not a shayla b'hayroh. You're going to have a chacham. If you hold chadam mikosha means it's like hayroah sisa v'heter. So a yochid can pasken in a shayla of haydos v'alvos, but the yochid is not considered a bezin. So that's the pashtus and what tesis means over here. That even if one will hold like Shmuel in other cases, but he's not going to hold like Shmuel b'negeit the kiyam ashtar. Even if you hold like Shmuel be'almo in a real case of haydos v'alvos, but for kiyam ashtar nobody holds like Shmuel. You need a maisa bezin. And that's half of the Rishonim say that when he gave to Geiris. How is Rabbi Yechanan so convinced there in Yevamos Daf Mem and Beis? How come he's so convinced that by a Geir in each Loisha? Because Mishpat Ksibbe, the word Mishpat, Mish means a Din Torah, like in Didim Amenis. Mishpat the Din Torah, you can have a Mishpat of one and a Mishpat of three. So a lot of Rishonim say, no, Mishpat of one, that's not a Din Torah. That's not a Bezdin. That's how you are, Sisa V'Hetah. By Geir, there's nothing Paskin. We know the fellow before he's tovel in a mikveh, he's not Jewish. After he's tovel in a mikveh, he is Jewish. There's no suffix about anything. There's no question. The halacha says that just like you need two eidim l'kiyam adavar by kiddushin, so you need a bezdin l'kiyam adavar by geiris. So bezdin is only three. If you only have one, chadam mikosha, that's a mayra hayroah. That's not a bezdin. So that's the pashtus. That's half of the Rishonim hold like that.
Yeah. Chachamim instituted the whole Indian of Kiyum Shtaros, then can we just say that they also require that you need three judges?
Yeah, why should they require that you need three? If Chad Nami Kosha by Hadoas Mahalvoas, and it is a halvoa, we're talking about a halvoa. The Shtar says that I lent you $1,000. So by Hadoas Mahalvoas, Chad Nami Kosha. So L'chadchilish, Alti Don Yechidish and Don Yechideh Ela Echot. But the evidence should be good. Shnaim Shadonu the name did. And Shnaim Shadonu says a lot of Kishnaim. Chad Nami Kosher. Even B'dyebet would also be kosher. And there the Gemara seems to say that Shnaim who write a Kiyam Ashtar is not even good, even B'dyebet. Even if you're all like Shmuel. In general, the Shnaim Shadonu is good by Yodos Vavos, but not by Kiyam Ashtar. So that's the Hezbo, the Pasha to Hezbo, what Tesis is driving at. Is that Chad Nami Kosher is B'toris Mora Ro, not B'toris Bezna. There's no Bezna of Yech Ben Echad. What it means is that Hoidos Havos doesn't need a Bezna. You can have a Psak of a Chochem. And that's the Pashtas, the answer on this Kasha that a lot of Rishonim discuss. Not all of Rishonim give that answer. Not all of Rishonim give that answer. There's a Rashash in Yevamos. Where Rashash points out there's a contradiction between two Taisvus and one Daf after the other. Means it's two opinions in Taisa. They should have put them both in one Taisa, but they didn't. There's a Gemara there in Yevamos. Let me see. Gemara in Yevamos says that if a non-Jewish woman converted, and there was no Bezdin present at the time that she converted. But we know that she observes Taras HaMishpacha, so we know she goes to mikveh every month. So the Gemara says, Milo Tavlo Leni Dusa. Even though we didn't have a Bezdin watching when she was Mizgaya, when she went to the mikveh, Vishem Geirus, but every month she goes to the mikveh. Everybody knows in the neighborhood the woman is religious, she goes to the mikveh. So that's considered a valid Geirus. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, why? You have three men standing in the mikveh, watching when the woman is Tavlo in the mikveh every month. You don't have men in the Bezdin. Maybe women should be good. The Gemara is Memhe on the base, where the Gemara has that expression. Everybody in the neighborhood knows that the woman goes to mikveh every month. So even though they're not there, present in the mikveh, but the people in the neighborhood know about it. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, but a ger needs three people. So Tosfos answers, there are three people in the neighborhood know that the woman keeps Taras HaMishpacha. It's public knowledge. They don't know what night she's going to the mikveh. They know in the course of the year she goes to mikveh almost every month, whatever. Every couple of weeks she goes to the mikveh. So that's good enough. That's what the Gemara says. So when Tosfos is asking the question, what does it help me, lo tavlo lenidusa, that the woman went to mikveh, but you don't have three people watching her? And then Tosfos writes, Rafila, here, the bottom Tosfos on Memhem and Beis, Dibra Mascha, Milo Tovlo Lenidusa, that's in Yevamos. Afila Leman the Yomar, Beresh Sanhedrin, Vatera Chadna Mikosher. So Chadna Mikosher should be good for Geiris as well. So Tosfos says, Mikomokon, Ein Derech Hanashim Lohavi Ishi Mohem, Bishas Tfila. The Ishi Ein Ruya Lodum. A woman can't serve as a member of the Bezdin. You have to have a Bezdin of a man. And even if you hold Chad Mikosha by her dos valvos, a Chad would be good for Geirus also, but they don't even have one man in the mikveh when the woman is tovel in the mikveh. You don't even have one man there. So this Tosfos seems to be assuming that would push it, that if you hold Mederais a Chad Namikosha, that would apply to Geirus as well. That's surprising. And the Tosfos on the very next daf, Tosfos on the very next daf writes, not so.
Rabbi is deep just because he says even if you brought one man in, it's not that to bring a man in, that's Rabbi's deep in Tosfos.
No, it's not a deal. It's explicit. Tosfos says, Afilu leman di yomar, again. Afilu leman di yomar, bereish sanhedrin, dvater achad nami kosher. So achad nami kosher should apply to geirus. The women, when they go to mikveh every month, they don't have one man watching either. So Tosfos is befer. He said, if you hold chad nami kosher, the chad should be good by geirus as well. Chad should be good by geirus as well. Maybe you have three women. All you need is one woman. The mikveh leg is one woman. So Tosfos says, no, women are pasalot. Women are pasalot. That's what Tosfos writes. And then Tosfos, on the very next daf, a mem vav on the base, the last line on the page, the Tosfos is Mishpat Ksivbe. Gertz or Shloisha, Mishpat Ksivbe. So Tosfos asks the question, who says Mishpat needs three? Hoidos Mahavos is Chadna Mikosha. So they write, Vafilu Lemandi Yoma Bisanhedrin. And then it continues, Amem Zayin Amen Aleph. Dvater Chadna Mikosha, Hochom. I'm going to get corrected glasses. This is not going to go on all year long. They gave me the wrong prescription. Even if you hold chad nami kosher, hocha, we would rather compare medamim l'gzeilus v'chavolos the be'in and shloisha l'kuli alma. Even if you hold chad nami kosher, that's by hados v'avos. But here by yiger, you certainly compare it mishpach sibe. You compare it to gzeilus v'chavolos, not to hados v'avos. Why? So the poshep shot is in contradiction with the Tosfos on the previous daf. Tosfos on the previous daf says l'man de'ama chad nami kosher, chad would be good for geiros, and yet Tosfos says chad would not be good. That's a contradiction. And the Hezber, the Pasha to Hezber is, this is an Nekuda, this is the issue that they're debating. Chad Nami Kosher means that Chad is a Bezdin, because Mishpach Sibbe means that you need a Bezdin. The Geri should be under the auspices of a Bezdin. So one Tosfos holds Chad Nami Kosher is a Bezdin, the other Tosfos holds Chad Nami Kosher is like Haros Isa the Hezber. So that's a big machlokes. The Rambam has a famous line. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin quotes the din of Chadna Mikosher, he writes explicitly that a chad is not a bezdin. Gotta take a look. I think this is the end of Perikei, the last halacha. The Ram has a line. Yachid shehu mumcha l'rab and mafal pi shehu don dinei mamon esichi de ein ha-hedor b'fonov ha-hedor b'bezn. The Ketzos quotes this Ram. The Ram is beferish that med derais achad namikosha, he's not a bezn. It's like a moira ha-ra. So whatever special status, if a person makes ha-hedor in front of bezn, has a different status from ha-hedor. So the Rambam emphasizes Chad Nami Kosher, but it's not considered a business. It's like a Mayra Hayra. Yeah.
How do we know that the second Tosfos was not referring to only not Ali, but the
that it's only calling
to Mandamar
that three is only good, that only three is good? The second
Tosfos that says that what? The first one said that one is Kosher, and the second one said that you need three, correct?
Right. Even if you hold Chad Nami Kosher.
Did you say that explicitly?
Yeah. They write explicitly. The two Tosfos are outright contradicting each other. The Rashash there points out. There's Mamash one daf after the other. There's two opinions in Tosfos. You have a lot of times. There's a Tosfos in Ksubas also in the second pair. We have a din. It's going to come up later in the Masechta. We have a din. Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. What does it mean, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan? Take, for example, let's say a person saw witness an accident, and they have to ascertain who crashed into whom. Who was Pashay over here? So two witnesses come, and they say that he was Pashay. He went through a red light, and he crashed into the other guy. So we hold him responsible for whatever has occurred, because he's another mamazi. He was Pashay. And then, so he comes and he testifies in front of court. And then the members of the Bezdin don't know how to judge the case. So this guy who witnesses is an expert dying. He always does the Torah. So he wants to turn around now and serve and function as one of the members of the Bezdin. We have a din, learned that from a pasuk. That's a question we have a pasuk, so that's going to be all discussion later. So the din is Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Once the person testified on the case, he cannot turn around later and function as one of the dayanim on the case. So the Gemara says in Gittin in the first paragraph, Gemara says in the second paragraph in Ksubis, that with respect to Kiyam Shtoris, since Kiyam Shtoris is only Medir Rabbanan, so they were make all that Eid Nasa Dayan. On Dinam Derais, we say Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. With respect to Dinam Derabbanan, we say Eid Nasa Dayan. So take, for example, Kiyam Ashtar. So you have a Shtar that has signatures. And two people come and they testify, we know the signature, we know this guy, he's a student in our class, that's where he always signs his name. I always see his examination papers, his homework. That's why he always signs it there. So they're going to Kiyam Ashtar. And then they want to turn around and serve as members of the Bezdin of Shloisha to do the Kiyam Ashtar. You need a Bezdin of three. So Gemara says, that's okay. Two people testify on the Chasimas. They identify the Chasimas. Then they turn around and serve as two members of the Bezdin of three. They're going to be two out of the three members of the Bezdin to function as the Bezdin to do Kiyam Ashtar. So Tosfos says, but how do you do it physically? How do you do it? What do you mean? Two people testifying in the presence of one person, and then they turn around and they serve. But who is Mekabaliatus? Who is Mekabaliatus over here? The one guy was Mekabaliatus of the two people. So Tosfos says, the Mekabaliatus. That's the kula. That even though with respect to a din deraisa, ein eid nasa dayan, but since Kiyam Ashtar is only Mederabbanan, so the din is that eid is nasa dayan. So they can be Mekabal Deronatus. Then Tosfos has the other suggestion that doesn't make any sense. How can that be Mekabal Deronatus? The Edim stand on one side of the table, the Bezdin sits on the other side of the table. How can they be Mekabal Deronatus? Tosfos says, no, the third fellow is a Mumcha L'Rabim. He's a Dayan. And Menatar Echad Nami Kosher. So the third guy is going to serve as the Bezdin for Kabbalah Seidus. And then they're going to make the Kiyam Ashtar with three. So in the Chayshim Mishpat, they quote the two opinions. So that one opinion of Tosfos says the chad is a bezin, and he can be mekabalaitis. The other opinion of Tosfos says there is no such thing. What do you mean? Kabbalaitis is a maisa bezin. It's not a hairah, it's not a psak that you give, no shaila. The halacha says kabbalaitis has to be bifnei bezin. Hariv lifnei Hashem. And this week said, the Gemara says, you only have two, you have Reuven and Shimon are arguing with each other about $10. So they're only Shnei HaAnoshim. Sometimes it's a din Torah between, here there are 25 shuts and there's one person. So it's a fight between 25 people and one person. Why is it always Shnei HaAnoshim? So Pashim Shat, Shnei HaAnoshim means the two Baladinim, the two sides, even if one side has 25 shuts. It's called Shnei HaAnoshim. So the Gemara understands otherwise. The Gemara says, the Yom Dushnei HaAnoshim refers to the Edom. Asher Lohem Harib refers to the Baladinim. Lefnei Hashem refers to the Bezin. So that's the Tosfos has one day that's the simple day. That's the marker for the whole din of Ein Eid Nasadai. Yom Nushnei Hanoshim Lefnei Hashem. You have to have two different people serving as Eidim. Ashela Shnei Hanoshim of the Eidim Lefnei Hashem Elo Adayonim. So you have to have separate roles, separate people. Separate people should serve as Eidim. Separate people should serve as the members of the Bezin. So there's 2 days in Tosfos where the Menat Torah Chad Nami Kosher means that the Chad serves as a Bezin. Or the chad nami kosher means that you don't need a bezin, that you can paskin like I was isaveta, like yishalim hilchas shabbos hilchas nida hilchas kasher. So you don't need a bezin. So in haidos vavos also you don't need a bezin. It's a fundamental machlokes. Why is Tosfos so convinced that women are pasul ladun? Everybody agrees to that women are pasul ladun. We live in a generation where they're pilpling, where the women, where you can give smicha to women. Yeah, what does Tosfos say about that? Can you give smicha to women? So there's a famous Tosfos in Baba Kama. I'm Daf Tezvav Amir Aleph. One of these should be a Baba Kama. Huh? Top one has Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Tezvav Amir Aleph, wants to prove that men and women have the same dinim as far as Choshe Mishpat is concerned. As Mazik and Choyvel and Ganef and Dine Torah and Shavuos, everything is the same. So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, the opening Pasuk, Ela Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem, in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael, all the dinim in Parshat Mishpatim apply equally to the men and to the women. So the Gemara seems to be saying the word Lifnehem refers to the people, the Nidonim, the people whom were being done. Moshe Rabbeinu should tell all the dinim to the men and the women. Neshar kasev isha liish, chol dinim shabbatur. Dinim ominous is the same. Then the Gemara has another comment in the end of Gittin. Elam mishpatim shetasim lifneim. Lifneim lo lifnei hadyotos. Lifneim is referring to Elohim in the Parsha. So the word lifneihem is not the people who are nidon, the men and the women who are coming for the din Torah. It's referring to the dayanim. Eilam mishpatim shetasim lefneihem. The din Torah should be presented to the dayanim smuchim, and you shouldn't present the din Torah to hadyotis. You shouldn't present the din Torah to arkois. Then lefneim lo lefnei arkois, and lefneim lo lefnei hadyotis. You're not allowed to go to secular court, and you're not allowed to go to hadyotis. Learn that from the same pasuk. So Tosfos says, the Gemara understood lefneihem means men and the women. On the one level, lefneihem goes on the people who are being nidon, so it refers to the men and the women. Then the Gemara says lefneihem refers to the dayanim who has smicha. So if it means men and women, so men and women can both have smicha. Men and women can both function as members of the bezin. So that's one opinion of Tosfos. Yes, the women can have smicha Elohim. When the women were fighting in America for equal rights, for the right to vote, now it's already a long time that they have the right to vote, but years ago the women had no right to vote. So he used to say, trust in the Lord and she shall save you. Who says that God is a male? Maybe he's a female. Okay, so that was the line that they had at that time. So here it's Elohim, it's Lashon Chol, it's not Lashon Kodesh. Elohim is Lashon Chol, means Dayanim Smuchim. So Tosfos has one opinion. The word lifnei means men and women. That's how the Gemara says on Tezvav. That's how you know Hishva Kosev Isha Lish L'chol Dinim Shabbat Torah. All the Dinim Amidus are the same. And then the word lifnei refers to the Dayanim. So it sounds like men and the women can serve as Dayanim. So you see, women can have smicha and women can even serve as members of a bezin. So then Tosfos has a kasha, but there's a Mishnah Nida that says kol apostle lahoid is pasul adam. There are people who are kosher leiders, but they're not kosher lodin, let's say. And I'm Amharit. He's kosher leiders, but he's not kosher lodin. He doesn't know halacha. But whoever is pasul ahoid is only pasul lodin. So what does that refer to? It refers to a Rasha. A Rasha is pasul leiders. Al toshi sotchem Rasha liya seit chomens. And kraivim are pasul leiders. The pasuk in today said, v'luyim sovas abonim, bonim liyim sovas. So the Tag Munkelis quotes from the Gemara, liyim sovas beidus bonim, abonim liyim su. Beidus sovas. That's the sugi in the third parak. That's an important sugi to know. Which kraivim are pasul leiders? Everybody's related to everybody else if you go far enough. My tenth cousin. But the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion. How far does it go with Kroivim? Which Kroivim are Pasul? Which Kroivim are Kashim? So the Mishnah says in Maseches Nida, even though the Pasuk only says, Al Tosh Yisodcham Rasha Lios Eitchom, so Rasha is Pasul Eitis. There's no Pasuk that says a Rasha is Pasul to serve as a Dayan. And the Pasuk only says, Liim Soavis Be'edus Banim, it doesn't go on Dayanim, but Kala Pasul Lahoid is Pasul Lodun. Whoever is Pasul Eitis is Pasul Lodun as well. So Taisus raises the question, so there's a Gemara in Shavuos, a Masech Shavuos, and that Lamed, Shavuos HaEdus. Everybody knows what Shavuos HaEdus is. Yesterday we were talking a little bit about the Gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph, that sometimes you bring a Chatos Kvua. If a person violated an Aver B'Shoigig, which if he would have done the Aver B'Mezid, he would have been Chayv Kores. He ate on Yom Kippur, he was Machal Shabbos, he ate chametz bePesach. He ate chel of dam. There are 36 creases in the chametz. Lama about creases. Hamer is bater. So if a person violates one of these three kores b'shoigeg, so then he has to bring a korban chatos kavua. But in kavua, whether he can afford it or not, that's the halacha. He has to bring either kizba or siru. We discussed yesterday. If it's a kizba, say makriv the alya. If it's a siru, you're not makriv the alya. So that's where the two parshas in the chumash, one for kizba, one for siru. That's called chatos kavua. Whether he can afford it or he can't afford it. So whatever, you borrow money, you rob a bank, however you're going to afford to bring the chatos kvua, you got to bring. And then there's a chatos ol biyorid. The Torah has an institution in Parshas Vayikra. If you, for three specific averis, if you can afford it, you bring a chatos behema. If you can't afford that, you bring a chatos soif and an oil soif. It's going to be much less expensive. If you can't even afford that, then you bring a minchas chote. So which are the three averis? Will you bring a chatos oil of yorid? Oil of yorid means the price goes up or the price goes down. I had a professor in college who taught the Bible here in Yeshiva College. He already knows oil of emes, now he knows the pshat. So he was once talking about chatos oil of yorid. What does it mean? He thought it had to do with the 15 steps that go in between the Ezra's Yisrael and the Ezra's Noshim. It has nothing to do with the 15 steps. Oil of yorid means the price goes up or the price goes down. If one can afford it, it brings a chatos behem. If you can't afford that, it brings a chatos soif and an oil soif, and he can't even afford that, then he brings a minchas chet. It's in Parshas Vayikra. So what are the averis that apply in that parsha? So one is tumas migdash v'kadoshav. If a person was tomei and he ate karbonos that he entered the Beis HaMikdash b'shoigig, so he brings his chatos ol aviyar. The other one is shvuas bitoy. A person took a shvua not to eat potato chips, and then he forgot all about it, and then he ate the potato chips. There are a lot of details there. And then the third one is shvuas aedus. If I have a din Torah with someone else, and I need, and there are only two witnesses who know the story, and I say, please, bo v'heiduni, come and testify on my behalf in Besdin, that I should be able to win the case, and they swear falsely, we don't know anything about the case. They don't want to get involved with the other guy. So they swear we don't know anything about it. And then later on, they admit that they swore falsely, and they were mafsid me moment. If there are another 100 Edom who knew the case, then they're not, they weren't mafsid me moment, so they're not chayv shvuas eidus. But if they're the only two witnesses and I lost the case because they didn't come step forward to testify and they swore falsely, so then when they'll admit, when they'll do tshuva, so then they have to bring a chatos oil v'yori. They may, it's a discussion, maybe they have to pay me the money that they were mafsim in Medina de Garmi. It's not an order, mamazik v'yadai, maybe that's Garmi, so maybe we'll have to learn that sugya. Maybe Medina de Garmi they pay. But the Chumash has, these are the three averis. So the Mishnah says in Shavuos, and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Perek Shavuos Eidus. Perek Shavuos Eidus. Shavuos Eidus Eina Nehegas Ela Bikshayim Lahoid. The only time there's a parsha of Shavuos Eidus, an institution is, if the two Eidim are kosher Lahoid, if the Pasul Lahoid, let's say they're my cousins, or my brothers, or my uncle, or something. It's the Pasul Lahoid anyway. See, even, they shouldn't have sworn falsely that they don't know anything about the case. They should have said, sorry, we can't help it because of Pasul Eidus. So it's an avera that they swore falsely shvur she'enan yodim l'chaedus, but it wouldn't be subject. It wouldn't have this parsha of shvur she'edus because they're not kosher leidus anyway. So the Mishnah says there that women are not kosher leidus. The Gemara has a pasuk: women only shnei hanoshim, anoshim v'lo anoshim. Women are not kosher leidus. Some people misunderstood this din as if the Tanoim thought very lowly of the women, that women are like cheresh ha'tivikotin also postulated because of labar nas. So some people thought that the Torah, the rabbis considered the women like cheresh ha'tivikotin. So Vechik used to say the Melech HaMashiach will be postulated from the Torah. Melech HaMashiach is not wrong with him, he's going to be very brilliant. As Hagzeres HaKasa, the Melech is postulated. The Gemara seems to say Melech is postulated from the Torah. So Ishu also is postulated. And he said, and it could even be, this already says in Hasidish form, that it could even be that the women are postulators because of the same reason that the Melech is postulated. Because what's the reason why the Melech is postulators? So the Rishonim have different reasons. So the popular reasons, but Rashi says that you can't demand of the Melech im lagid v'nasavayna. If he doesn't come to testify in court, he's considered a balavera. Because it's a p'chisas hakobet to make the melech come to court and testify because someone owes me $100, someone owes me $1,000, so you mechayev the melech. So the melech is not mechuyev to go testify. He's not subject to the avera im lo yagid v'nasa avoyna. So Rashi understands in the Gemara, the only people who are kosher le'edus are those who, if they won't want to testify, they'll be in violation of im lo yagid. But if it's beneath his dignity, he's not mechuyev to testify, even if he'll come and volunteer. They'll come and want to testify, we can't accept the testimony. You only accept testimony from people who are subject to Im Lo Yagid Ben Asa Avoyna. So that's what in the Chassidus Yisvan, the Bnei Yisoscha writes like this, in his Sefer Derech Pikudecha. So he writes that Rav Soloveitchik didn't mention Meshem Amra, but he said it's a possibility that women are postulators for the same reason as the Melech. That years ago it was considered a Priestess HaKobah to demand of a woman she should appear in court. Years ago, the women never went to court. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes, I think the Mechaber quotes, the Rimagash was a Talmud of the Rif, the Rambam's father, learned by the Rimagash. When the Rambam was a little child, the Rimagash gave him a bracha, and then he grew up to be the great Rambam, so he attributed his success in learning to the bracha that he got as a young child from the Rimagash. So that's why he considers the Rimagash his Rebbe, even though he was a young child when the Rimagash passed away. So usually the Rambam always follows the Rimagash. Very rare that he disagrees with him. He writes about the Rimagash, Sichlo Mavis B'chol HaTalmud. He was a super genius and everything. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote, the Rimagash's practice would be that when there would be a din Torah between a man and a woman, he wouldn't require of the woman she should appear in front of Bezin in the office. He would have the din Torah in the woman's home. Because the women in those days, women stayed home and they felt uncomfortable going out of the home and appearing in court. So he would accommodate the woman and have the deter in her home. If she's chayv, he'll make her pay. And if she has to swear, he'll make her swear. Ishva kosid ishul ish. But not to make the woman feel uncomfortable, he would have the deter in her home. So that's what some suggest, that maybe the reason why the women are posel, and the Chazal never considered women like cheru shayt the cotton. That's idiotic. So the suggestion was made, maybe the women are the same as the melech, just like by the melech is considered a priestess HaKovet. It's a violation of the Kovet HaMelech. Sam Tosim Alech HaMelech, the Gemara says in the second parak, Shetehei Eimo So Alecha. You have to have not only Kovet, you have to have Moira, Eimo. You have to have deep respect for the melech. Melech, you have to be Mechab in the melech. So you cannot require, you cannot demand of the king that he should appear in court. So too, by the women, the Torah says the women are not mechuyev to appear in court, and there's no violation of im lo yagid if you don't want to come. So once there's no violation of im lo yagid, then maybe there'll be pasulaitis as well. Whatever it is, they're pasuk. The women are pasulaitis. So Taisus there in Baba Kama adapt as well. The Taisus appears in a few mesichtas. So the Taisus has one opinion that women are kosher ladun, because it says lifneim. Lifneim means men and women. Lifneim means smuchim. So you see that the women can have smicha. Smicha bismana gemara. Smicha bismana are two different smichas. Lahokil alachma, they're very different. It's a book about it on Sunday night. So one opinion of Taisa is that women can have smicha and that women can function as dayanim. But the Mishnah says whoever is possible to aid is also possible to serve as a dayan. So Taisa says that doesn't apply to women. Why shouldn't it apply to women? It only applies to Russia and to Karev. It doesn't apply to women. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, there's a din of nimtzach and men eidim Karev apostle. let's say if three witnesses came to court and they all testified on a story, one after the other, after the other, and then Bezin realizes that one of them is a Korev, but one of them is a Russia. So not only do you strike out the testimony that he gave, you can't even accept the testimony that the other two gave. The Mishnah in Makkos in the first period is going to come up in the Sugya and Daf Tes. The Gemara is going to talk a lot. And Tesis, a famous Tesis there, going to talk about the Din of Korev Apostle. Nimtzeh Echad Me'edim Korev Apostle, Edus Kulam B'Teila. So Tesis is bothered with Akasha. Whenever you have a wedding, they have all kinds of people are watching under the chuppah. Relatives are watching. And not all the rabbis are honest. There are some rabbis who are ganavim. There's some people standing under the chuppah, standing near the chuppah, who are not so honest in business. So you always have nimtzeh mehem karva pasul. So Tosfos says that you only apply karva pasul to eid hameid, only if the pasul eid testified. If three people testified in court, and it turns out that one of the people that testified was a karev or was a rasha, so then eidus kulam teil. But just talking about eid haroah under the chuppah, people are watching. The krovim are watching, and ganavim are watching, and dishonest businessmen are watching. There's no din of korev apostle by eid haroah. That's what Tosfos answers. So some ask on Tosfos, why did Tosfos say that there are krovim watching? They should have said that there are women watching. There are women under the chuppah. Women are watching under the chuppah. So they answer the nesivas and choshen mishpat when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of korev apostle. The nesivas quotes from the tumim. There's a sefer Urim B'Tumim on Choshen Mishpat. It's a fantastic sefer by the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz. He was one of the greatest Gaonim of all time. He lived in the 1700s. So Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz is quoted, and he wrote the sefer Tumim. And Yoredei, he wrote the crazy place in Choshen Mishpat, he quoted the Urim B'Tumim. So the Nesivas quotes from the Tumim that there are six people who are Pasal Eidus, but you wouldn't apply Nim Sechem Ham Karva Pasal. Eved Isha Akum and Cheresh Oita V'Kotten. Let's say like this. Let's take the following marshal. There was an automobile crash, and three testify in court who went through the red light. Two of them were people, and the third one was a parrot, an intelligent parrot. And the parrot speaks Yiddish, English, whatever. And he says, what happened? He says, I saw the accident, and this guy crashed through because he went through the red light. You're going to say, carve a puzzle. The parrot is puzzled in it. It has to be Nimtzeh and Minho Eidim Korev Apostle. A parrot is not one of the Eidim. So the Nesivas quotes from the Tumim that there are six human beings also not considered Eidim at all. You can't consider it Nimtzeh and Minho Eidim Korev Apostle. You have Cheresh Ota V'Kotten, Eved Isha Akum, they're not in the Parsha of Eidus at all. It's not that they're Eidim Psulim. They're not considered Eidim at all. That's what the Nesivas quotes in the name of from the Tumim. It's a one line Nesivas. It quotes from the Tumim. So that's what many say. The Orach Laner points out like that on the Tosfos in Makkos in the first parak. Tosfos asks the same question that they ask here. Ech matzina yudeinu v'aglenu. Tosfos there says, whenever a woman gets a get, they used to have all the relatives standing. Today, when you have a get, they don't have all the cousins. They don't invite all the relatives to come to the get. They invite all the relatives to come to the wedding. So you have all the relatives watching by the wedding. You don't have relatives watching by the get. So Tosfos asked the question, how do you have a chuppah? How do you have, you always have korev apostle watching. So Tosfos didn't ask that you have women watching. They asked that you have krovim watching. You have ganovim watching. So the Maharam, Lublin, on the bottom of the Marshah, Maharam there in Makkos, in the first parak, says Tosfos could have said the same about women. Women are watching. And Tosfos' answer was, you only apply korev apostle to eid hameid. It doesn't apply to eid haroah. That was the answer. That's how we pass in la'alocha in Shulchan Aruch. So the Maharam says, well, the Namik, Tosfos could have raised the issue that you have women watching. Women would also be korev apostle. So Dorach Laner, there Amakas says, no, it's not correct. Because the Nesivas quotes this from the Tumim, that by these six people, Cheresh Ota V'Kotten, Eved Akum Isha, you don't apply korev apostle, because it's not Nimtzeh Echad Minho Eidim. These six people are never kosher eidus anywhere. So they're not called Eidim. It's like if you would have a parrot giving over Haggadah. So you don't see Nimtzeh Echad Minho Eidim korev apostle over there. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, Mistama, that's what Tosfos is driving out there in Bava Kamma, that the Klal and the Mishnah in Nida, whoever is Pasul Eidus, the Psul carries over to Dayanus as well. That means Korev or Rasha is a Paslus. The person is an Eid and is an Eid Pasul. But Cherusha to be cut, Nebed Akum Isha, they're not called Eidim at all. That's why the whole Dina Korev Pasul doesn't apply. So the Mele, the Psul doesn't carry over to Dayanus. Because a woman is not, she's not in the Parsha of Eidus, she can't serve as an aid. But it's not that she has a pasulus leedus. Let's say melech. The same thing by melech. The Gemara says, the Gemara sounds like it says the last perik in Yumen, in the beginning of perik Shavuos Leedus and Shavuos. So the Gemara sounds like it says that the melech is pasul leedus menatur. That's our observation. You can say the melech HaMashiach will be pasul leedus menatur. So is it because he's a cher shayt v'kot? Agzeres akasim that he's pasul leedus. So the melech is posuladus menatara, simple pshat negemar. Nonetheless, menatara melech is kashaladun. So how is the melech kashaladun? What happened to the rule in the Mishnah and Nida? Whoever's posuladus is posuladayan. So the answer is, a melech doesn't have a pasulus and not posuladus. He's not in the parsha of Vedas, since he's not subject to the din of dim lo yagid v'nasa avaynoi, because it's a pchisus hakobet to demand of him, to expect of him, he should appear in front of a bezin to help me win my $1,000 that the guy owes me. That's a b'chisa kov. So melech is not mechuyif to testify. Since he's not mechuyif to testify, so he's not kosher ladies even if he wants to testify. So just like the psul in the Mishnah, whoever is posel ladies, posel adayanis, doesn't apply to melech. The second parak, I'm going to say melech is posel lodin is only midirabbanan. Posel ladies is posel menatara. That doesn't apply to melech. So that's what Tai says. It doesn't apply to Isha either. Isha is not postulated. Isha is not in the Parsha of Edith. So it could be that she is in the Parsha of Dayanus.
If a woman actually testified, then would it possible that she
even if a woman would testify, it wouldn't be acceptable. Like the Melech. The Melech volunteers. It's
possible
even.
Would it be possible the rest of the group then?
No, that's what the Nesiva says,
but
not possible. Even if she testified, yeah, right. That's what the Nesiva quotes from the Tumim. That these six people, the whole din of Karva Pasa doesn't apply. So that's one opinion in Tesis.
The Gemara says that by Melech, by Beis David, they were originally second parent, that there's a story that they were originally, it sounds like it's Gezerah over there, but they were not done, they were done.
Right, it's only Gezerah Midirabana that the Melech cannot be done. Minatara, the Melech can be done. But Pasulaitis is Minatara. The Melech, all Melech is Pasulaitis Minatara. And Pasul Odin is only made the Rabbanon, and they only made it by Malchi Yisod, they never introduced the Psul the Rabbanon by Malchi Beis David. That's correct, that's the Gemara in the second pair. I remember I was once in the summertime in a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, so they were learning Sanhedrin. Why did they choose to learn Sanhedrin? It was a very Zionistic yeshiva. So they started from the second pair. Other people learned Sanhedrin because in the first pair there's so much Ktsois and Nesivis. The whole Chosh Mishpat comes from the first Kor of Apostle and Hilchas Zedis and Hilchas Dayan. This yeshiva, they wanted to learn Dini Malchus. So the Dinas Yisrael and Malchus Yisrael. So they started from the second parak. When I came, they were up to Ayin Zayin already. I was giving Sherman on Ayin Zayin, Hans Rachim. Interesting. Most yeshivas, they learn, and they're interested in the first parak, in the Chosh Mishpat Pran. So this is one opinion in Taisis, that in Isha is Ksheva Lodun. And Ksheva Lodun means she can have Smicha. The other opinion in Taisis is that they don't say whether, the other opinion doesn't say whether a woman can or cannot have smicha, they just say Isha is psula lodun because of Mishnah in Nida. Whoever is posulatus is posulodun, so Isha is psula lodun. So there's two opinions in Taisis, whether an Isha is ksheva lodun or not. Yeah. But the Taisis writes there by the mikveh, the Taisis we read before in Yevamos. The first Taisis said, Mila tavla the nidusa. The woman said she was Megaira in the past, but she never had a bezin. But now she's very religious. She married a Jewish man. She goes to mikveh every month. So the Gemara says, Milo Tavla Nidu. So all the people in the neighborhood know that she's going to the mikveh. We don't know exactly when, which day, but we know she obviously, every married woman goes to the mikveh. She's religious. So it's considered as if the bezin is watching. So they says, what do you mean the bezin is watching? But the bezin is not there in the mikveh. They said, they don't have to be in the mikveh. There are people in the neighborhood. No. That that the woman is going to mix it. So the three kosher people, that's the bezin. One Jew in this house, one Jew five blocks away. The other day, what kind of, that's not a bezin. You have to have three people together to constitute a bezin. So those are 2 days in Tais. Yeah. So the Tais has raised the issue over there. Where do you have the bezin watching when the woman is tovel in the mikveh? You have to have men. And women are puzzled. Tais says, women are puzzled to serve as members of a bezin. So that Taisa says women are possible to serve as members of a bezin. That depends on these two opinions in the Taisa and Bava Kama and after Zvav. Taisa has two views whether Isha Ksheva Lodun or not. Because Isha Psula Laedus, does the Psula Laedus carry over to Dayanus or no? Maybe it doesn't carry over. So the Pashta says no. What Taisa writes over there in Yevamos, Taisa says that women cannot serve as a bezin L'chari, that's even l'choladeis, because it's a Gemara, anybody learn Gittin? The Gemara in the first parak in Gittin talks about when the first Mishnah in Gittin talks about a shliach l'haylocha comes and delivers a get to the woman. Instead of the husband giving the get directly to his wife, the husband gives a get to a shliach, and the shliach delivers the get to the wife. So the, if it's b'chutz l'oretz, so the chacham made a takana de rabbanan, maybe get min din asayah. That's the first line of Maseches Gittin. If a shliach l'haylocha comes from chutz l'oretz, and he wants to give a get to the woman, so before he's about to give the get, he has to say, I was watching when the get was written and when the get was signed. B'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam. I was watching and everything was done properly. When the get was written by the sefer, and the get was signed. B'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So the Gemara says, this is like Kiyam Ashtar. Just like Kiyam Ashtar has to be in the presence of the Bezna of three. So over here also, when the shliach l'haylocha says, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, you have to have a Bezna of three. The Gemara has two opinions. Maybe shliach nasa eid, ve'eid nasa dayin. Since the whole need for b'fanei nechtam is only the Rabbanan, maybe just need two more people. He'll serve, the shliach himself will serve as the third member of the Bezin to be mekabel his own edus. He'll talk to himself. Usually crazy people talk to themselves, but sometimes normal people talk to themselves also. So the shliach l'haylocha saget will be one of the three members of the Bezin. He'll say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, and he's listening to himself say that. So you have the Bezin of three. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Will we allow that? That the shliach should say b'fanei nechtam, b'fnei shnayim, or would you insist dafke b'fnei shloshim? So the Gemara says, sometimes the shliach l'haylocha will be a woman. And if it's a woman, that's out of the question. A woman cannot serve as a member of the Bezin. So maybe even if the shliach l'haylocha is a man, maybe we shouldn't allow the shliach l'haylocha to be mitztaref as one of the members of the Bezin. Eid nasadayin in a din de rabbanon. The whole need for kiyam ashtar is only with the rabbanon. The whole need for b'fanei nechtav. But an echta mechutz l'aretz is only by the rabbanon; it's not needed by natura. So maybe since it's only by the rabbanon, so you say eid nasa dayin and dinim the rabbanon. So the Gemara says it's not a smart idea; you shouldn't allow it because zimnin sometimes ma'isi lo isha. Sometimes the get will be brought by a woman, or a korev will bring the get, and then a korev, someone who's related to the husband and the wife, cannot serve as a member of the bezin for the kiyam ashtar. So maybe we should never allow, even if the shliach l'haylochas haget is a man who's not related. Maybe we should never allow him to serve as a member of the Bezin. We should insist that he should say b'fanei nechtam in the presence of three other people, not just in the presence of two, and he himself, the shliach, will serve as the third person. So what does the Gemara say? Sometimes a woman will bring the get, and a woman cannot serve as a member of the Bezin. But Tosfos and Baba Kama had two opinions. One opinion of Tosfos said that a woman can be part of the Bezin. So isn't it a befeverish Gemara that a woman cannot be? So the Mefarshim asked that kasha. So I don't understand why. I remember when Rav Soloveitchik was learning that Gemara, he said apparently we have to distinguish. He didn't explain that. Apparently you have to distinguish between a Bezdin l'kiyam adover as opposed to a Bezdin with a paskening and shaila. The two opinions in Tosfos and Baba Kama and after Zvavim and Aleph, the one opinion was women can have smicha and they can function as members of a Bezdin and a Din Torah in Gzeveles Lachavolos. So that's only a Bezdin that's going to be done. They're going to hear the case and they're going to have to decide who's telling the truth and going to decide what the din is. So there's one opinion of Tosfos, a woman can serve as a member of a person. And Shulchan Aruch, they assume not like that. They assume Isha Psula Lodim. But there was such an opinion in Tosfos. But an Isha should serve as a member of a Bezim, just L'kiyam Adover, like for Gerus. The Bezim for Gerus has nothing to paskin about. Before the Gerus Tovel in the Mikveh, he's not Jewish. After he's Tovel in the Mikveh, he is Jewish. The Bezim just L'kiyam Adover, just to supervise that the Geri should be done under the auspices of the Bezin. So whenever the Bezin is only L'kiyam Adover, like to hear the Kabbalah Seders, he wants to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Just to hear Kabbalah Seders, nothing to paskin about. So there, for sure, women are not acceptable. Why should there be such a distinction is a good question. Yeah?
You're saying women are allowed when it is to paskin shalom or not paskin shalom?
The one opinion of Tosfos is that women can serve as members of the Bezin. That's only to paskin a din Torah, to paskin. So women, if the woman is knows all the dinim, she can paskin.
What's the reason for this?
I don't know. Why should it be so? I don't know. But if it's a Bezin just l'kiyam adover, so that for sure women are not acceptable. That's what Tosfos said. The Bezin by Gebris, for sure women are not acceptable. And the Bezin by the Kabbalah Seders, when the shliach says b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, so the Gemara says for sure a woman can't be part of that bezin. That's a bezin lekiyam adover. They're not paskening anything. Therefore, sure, women are not acceptable. That's a question. Why? Yeah. Here, this simple reading of the Gemara. If you hold chadna mikosher, by gzeilus v'chavolus, you have to have shlosha smuchim. By hodos v'chavolus, it was a machlokes amoraim. So Rabbi Abohu and Rove, from the beginning of the Gemara, based on the base till the top, Gimel and Alf till the tenth line from the top, Ravach Bei the Ravika, the Gemara goes with the Shita that Irv Parshia is Kosev Kan. The Shloshes Smuchim not only apply by Gzelus Achavolus, it even applies to Hoidos Vahalvois. So Minator, you really need Shloshes Smuchim. And with the Rabbana, the one Mekel, Kadeshulot and Adelis Bifnei Lov, and the one Mekel, the Shloshes Adyotis is good enough. But if you're going to have Shnaim Shadanu, they would never make all so much. And that's not Shnaim Shadanu, even in Hoidos Vavos, would be aimed in. It wouldn't be valid. That's the gist of the Gemara. And then the next Gemara says, Rabbi Davika disagrees. He says, no, Ein Erev Parshis Kosev Kan. Or even if you hold Yesh Erev Parshis, that's what Tosis keeps on repeating, even if you hold there is Erev Parshis for other halachas, but not with respect to the Shlosh Smuchim, because you have a pasuk that says, Vitzedek Tishpat HaMisecha in the singular. So it means a chad nami kosher. So Rashi and Tesalon have chad nami kosher, the chad doesn't have to have smicha. That's a Rashi and Tesalon posh pshat. If chad nami kosher, the chad does not have to have smicha. So halacha lemaisa chad nami kosher? So no, so the Mishnah Pirkei, Tesalon calls the Mishnah Pirkei over, says, Al tik don yechidi, shen don yechidi ala echad. So with the Rabbana, they said you should have shloisha. Why they say shloisha? Al tidon yechidi. He said, why not have two? The stomach called the tikkun rabbanu came there. I said tikkun on the level of the raisa by gzeilus lachavolus says takedin. You need shloisha. It says three times elohim. So you need shloisha min atayra. By hados lavos chad nami kosher chad hediot would be good. I mean the rabbanu said al tidon yechidi. So they said called the tikkun rabbanu came there. I said tikkun. In the chumash you have the institution of shloisha by gzeilus lachavolus. So the Rabbanu they instituted it by Hodas Vavos, but B'Yeved, Shmuel says B'Yeved, we would say Shnaim Shadonu the name, then it would be good. And then Tosfos points out not only Shnaim Shadonu, even the Chad Nami Kosher B'Yeved one would also be good. That's the Poshup Shat in the Gemara. You look in the Rambam is beferish not like this. What is the din of Shlichusayu? I mentioned on Sunday night Shlichusayu. Is the Gemara in the end of Gittin. The Gemara tells a story there that Rabbi Yosef was pressuring a husband to give his wife a get. The halacha sometimes requires that the husband has to give his wife a get, but the husband is mistreating the wife. Benodim lachaber, so the bezim will force him to give a get. So the Gemara says, Abai was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef one day was forcing a man to give his wife a get. And Abai asks him, but we don't have any smicha in Bovo. There's no smicha in Bovo. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. During the lifetime of Abai v'Rava, there were musmachim in Eretz Yisrael, but it cost a fortune. They couldn't travel to Eretz Yisrael. They get smicha. Once you get smicha in Eretz Yisrael, you can have a bezdin even in America. You can have a bezdin in Australia also. The smicha doesn't vanish into thin air when you move to Chutz La'aretz, but you can't receive smicha in Chutz La'aretz. Once you have smicha in Eretz Yisrael, the bezdin is noig b'chol mokam. So Abai asked Rav Yosef, how do you have the right to be koy for the husband to give a get? The din is lifneim lo lifnei hadyoitas, and then you don't have any smicha, how can you be koy for? So Rav Yosef answers, anash lichasai ko abdinan. We act as the shluchim of the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael who do have smicha, and therefore we have the right to be koy for and a get. And the same would be over here. The Gemara in Bava Kama has in Perek Achav the same. Let's say if you hold the first sheet on base on base, that min atori in each losh is smuchim even for hedos v'halvois, and it's only a takonim of the rabbanon kadesha lo tenodelus bifnei lovin that we allow shlosha hedyotis to be done. So what right do they have to be done? They're puzzled. The answer is shlichus ayikav abdinam. The three hedyotis function as the shluchim of the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rishonim asked by Bezmana, said, they're not smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. They're not smuchim anywhere in the world. So how do they shlichusayu? So the Rishonim answered, anan shlichusayu de kamoi ko abdina. We today function as the shluchim of the Talmid HaChachamim who died 1500 years ago. Shlichusayu ko abdina. So whenever the din requires min atori, you need smuchim, and with the Rabbana we're mekel, we are makel to allow kfiya la get. In our Torah, you need samach. We are makel to allow kfiya la get bezman hazeh. In America, it's against the law. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanu does kfiya la get. The man doesn't want to give his wife a get. They take away his driver's license. They take away his passport. They put him in jail sometimes. They put him in prison. So usually it works. There are some people sitting in prison over 60 years in Hakama Samadina. They're consistent. They don't want to give the wife a get. Okay. In the days of the Gemara, they would beat the guy up till either he would drop dead, so she'd become an almana, or he would agree to give the get. In Eretz Yisrael, they just take away your passport and they take away your driver's license and they make life miserable for the guy. They don't beat him up. That far they don't go. Okay. So the Gemara has shlichasayu by kfi ala get. That's the Gemara at the end of Gittin. The one beginning of Perek Achad has shlichasayu by hoidoes v'halvoes bizman hazeh. According to the first version of the Gemara, that you need shloshes smuchim in HaTorah by hoidoes v'halvoes. How do we dam bizman hazeh? So we say shlichasayu kvavdinam. What if you hold like this kind of opinion in the Gemara? The Rambam paskon zakarvach ve'ed ravika min HaTorah chad nam ikosher. So the Rambam says the chad nam ikosher today, we can be done hoidos vavos today based on shlichusayim. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Ramach, just like their Hasogas Aravid. The Rabbin has Hasogas on the whole Ramam, so there was also in the days of the Rishon, there's Rameir HaKoyin, I think his name is Rameir HaKoyin. There's Hasogas Aramach on much of the Ramah. We don't have all the Hasogas Aramach, you have a lot. Yeah, but the Kesef Mishnah quotes every so often, and then they printed the Ksav Yad. They printed more Hasogas Aramach. The fellow who originally printed the Hasogas Aramach was from Hebrew Union College, from the Reform Seminary. And he put his footnotes on the bottom of the page. So some tzaddik in Meir Shor, some tzaddik in Bnei Brak, didn't want people to use the footnotes made by this fellow from Hebrew Union College. So he reprinted the Ksav Yad without giving any credit at all to the guy. That's Geneva, that's not right. So he reprinted the Hasogas Aramach without the footnotes from the other guy. Anyway, Hasogas Aramach. So the Ramach is masig on the Ramam. How does he say that by hodos v'halvoes chad nami kosher and mizman hazeh, nobody has any smicha, we can meet dan hodos v'halvoes based on shlichusai. But if chad nami kosher, you don't need shlosha smuchim. Chad nami kosher means one head yet is good. So what is it? If you don't need smuchim and atar, so what do you need shlichusai for? That's what the Ramach is on the Ramam. How does the Ramam say that we have the ability today? The Rambam is quoting the Gemara in Hachayvel, in Baba Kam. Gemara Hachayvel says that. How we done Haidos Vavos Bizman Azeh? The Gemara says, Shlichusai Kravdinam. We function Shlichusai, the Milsa, the Shchicha, the Izbechi Sarenkis. They never made Shlichusai by Gzelus Vachavolos, because that's Milsa de lo Shchicha. They never made Shlichusai by Knas, because that's Lezbechi Sarenkis. But Milsa, the Shchicha, the Izbechi Sarenkis, by Haidos Vavos, so they say Shlichusai. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara. We have the ability to be done hoidos v'halvoes today based on shlichusai. So the Ramach is the Pella. The Rambam paskens beferis like Rabach Bei de Radikam and HaTorah Chad Nami Kosher. And Rashi in Tosfos learn Chad Nami Kosher means Chad Hedyot. You don't need a Somach. So what does the Rambam say that you need shlichusai? So the Yosemech points out. The Rambam obviously holds like the Rabbein Chananel. He has a whole comment. He says the Rambam holds chad nami kosher means the chad has to be samach, not chad hedyot. The chad has to be samach. Why does he have to be samach? So we usually assume, we're so trained by Rashi and Tosfos, we usually assume that smicha is a din in bezin, that the members of the bezin have to have smicha. I mentioned on Sunday night that Tosfos in different mesichtes, he asks Akasha, how do we have the ability to be mekabel gerim mizman hazeh? The Gemara said, there in Yevamos, that's where the Tosfos is, in Yevamos, in the Gittin, and other mesichtes. Gemara says, there in Yevamos, that andaf memvav and mebeis, ager tzorach shlosh and mishpuk zidbei, need a bez number three, like in Gzeles v'chavolos. In Gzeles v'chavolos, you need shlosh and smuchim. So how do we have the ability to be mekabel gerim mizman hazeh? Nobody has any smicha. So the Rishonim give different suggestions. So one answer is shlichusai kavdina. So Tosfos thinks shlichusai works on the level of the Raisa. And the Rashbo there, and that Gemara Yevamos quotes what Tosfos says, and he disagrees. He says shlichusai is just another way of saying shlichusai doesn't work minatoira. Shlichusai is just another way of saying hefker bezna hefker. Even though minatoira in each loshes smuchim for a dintara of hadas v'halvoes, according to the first view in the Gemara, based on the base. But with the Rabbanan, they declared hefker bezna hefker. 1,500 years ago, the Amoraim, or 2,000 years ago, the Amoraim said hefker bezna tanoim, said hefker bezna hefker. So you can be done hadas v'halvoes without the loshes smuchim, but you can't apply hefker bezna hefker to geiris. Geiris is yisida heda. Hefker bezna only applies to dinim aminus. So the Rashba doesn't accept Tosfos' answer. He thinks that Shlichus Tzar just a melitza. It's a bluff. It's a fake. Shlichus Tzar doesn't work. Like we gave the mashal that the Chassam Sofer says, how can a kohen appoint a non-kohen to duchen for him? How can a kohen appoint a non-kohen to be makriv karbonis for him? The one who's doing the karbonis, the one who's giving the duchening, has to have the qualifications of a kohen. How can a samach appoint a non-samach as a shliach to function on his behalf? It doesn't make any sense. And how can it be shlichusayu? Shlichusayu de kamoy klavdina. Now, there's no sluchim in the whole wide world, there's no smuchim. They would say, we are the shluchim of the smuchim who died 1,500 years ago. But if the mishalech dies, so the whole shlichus is bottled. It's a mission in the first parak in Gittin. A man appoints a shlich to deliver a get to his wife, then the husband dies. So the shlich can't deliver the get after the husband is dead. There's no shlichus. After the mishalech dies, there's no shlichus. How can he say shlichusayu? So the Rashba says, Shlichus Tzar is just a melitza. What it means is, I made a takana de rabbanon hefke bezna hefke. It doesn't work in Atar. So how do you have gerim as banazeh? So the Rashba says, you never needed smuchim. Mishpat Tzibbei, he says, ger tzorach shloisha. Rabbi Yechanan says, there in Yevam is daf me'envolvim beis, ger tzorach shloisha. Mishpat Tzibbei, the ger needs three hadyotas. It doesn't say he needs three smuchim. They never needed three smuchim. That's how the Rashba says. Razvechik used to interpret that it seems to be a fundamental machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashba. What is the nature of the din of smuchim? When he needs smicha? So Tosfos seems to assume that smicha is a din in bezin. Members of a bezin have to have smicha. So you have a bezin of ayin aleph and a bezin of chav gimel and a bezin of gimel. The members of a bezin that who are going to pasken on a din Torah have to have smicha. So that's why Tosfos assumes that Dover Pashut, that the members of the Bezin for the Geirus also need smicha, even though they're not really paskening on anything. A Bezin Lekim Adover also needs smicha. And the Rashba seems to disagree exactly on this Nakuda. Smicha is not a din in Bezin. Smicha is a din in Hairoa, in paskening. It's only called a Hairoa if the person who issues his opinion is knowledgeable, okay, and he has smicha. If he doesn't have smicha, that's not called a Hairoa. So what is it when it's not called a rabbi's manas and nobody has any smicha? So no one is giving a psak. So Rav Soloveitchik used the melitza. Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of the Sefer Minchas Chinuch. He said as a child he always used to, when his mother told him that he should go to sleep, so he was always cheating, he was always learning Minchas Chinuch under the blankets. And he loved it so much, he made his siyum on the whole Minchas Chinuch before his bar mitzvah. Minchas Chinuch is fantastic, it gives you a hekef. He shows how any given mitzvah, he goes on all the 613 mitzvahs, any given mitzvah is connected to Kol HaTorah Kula. He schleps in Gemara from all over the place, and fascinating Shagas Aryas, fascinating Tzoyis and Nesivas. Minchas Chinuch lived the late 1800s, probably early, very early in 1900s, the recent three. It was a Galitziana Goyen, a great Goyen. So the Minchas Chinuch a lot of times quotes Mar Mekaymus, and then he says, look over there, look over there. I'm not going to discuss it because it's all discussed in the Tzoyis and the Tumim and this. And he has a melitza. Maramakam anilach. Originally, the Minchas Chinuch was written with tons of Rashi Tevis. Everything was Rashi Tevis. So he always has that Rashi Tevis. Mem, mem, anilach. Maramakam anilach. I'm just telling you, look over there and you see the whole discussion. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. That according to the Shitas HaRashba, and he showed that the Rambam seems to all like that as well, when the Rambam quotes the dinim of Geirus in Hilchas Yisuri Diyo, the Rambam quotes, you're not allowed to marry a non-Jewish spouse unless the person converts, then you're allowed to marry him, unless it's Amoyne, Mayovi, Mitzvah, Doimi, and so on. So the Rambam writes all the dinim of Geirus in Hilchas Yisuri Diyo. So he says that a Ger Tzorach Shloisha Mishpat Tzibbe, but he never says you need three smuchim. He just says you need three members of the Bezin. It sounds like the Rambam agrees with the Rashba that you never needed smicha. Even Mizman that every other person had smicha, you never needed smicha. So the Rambam seems to think like that. Smicha is not really a din in Bezin, smicha is a din in Hairoa. If you have smicha, you give a psak, then it's called a psak. If you don't have smicha and you give a psak, that's like Maramokamani Loch. Let's say a guy has a shayla, and I say, look in the Mishnah Berurah over here. I didn't give a psak. I say, look over here, you'll see on your own. Read it and you see on your own what it is. But that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to use a lashon. That according to the Rambam and the Rashba, that smicha is a din in hayroim. Psak, so if the person who's paskening is knowledgeable and he has smicha, then it's called a hayroa, then it's called a psak. If he doesn't have smicha, it's mar makamani loch. He tells you with my knowledge of shas, I think it says over there like this. Look it up yourself. So it's not really a hayroa, but it's a mar makamani loch. So this seems to be a fundamental machlaikas between the Rambam and the Rashba on the one hand and the Balei HaTosef, Rashi and Tosef on the other hand. Rashi and Tosef hold that if you hold chad nami kosher, the chad doesn't have to be a samach, because the chad is not a bezin. The two opinion, the chad is not a bezin. It's a hayroa. So for hayroa, you don't need smicha. And the Rambam says also, chad nami kosher is not a bezin, it's a hayroa, but the Rambam seems to hold that smicha is a din and hayroa. Smicha is not a din and bezin. So din and hayroa. Rav Soloveitchik had a few lines in the Rambam where the Rambam seems to hold like that. One striking place where the Rambam pretty explicitly holds like this, the Gemara talks about smichas chachamim, when you confer smicha to someone else. So the Gemara says you need a bezin of three to confer smicha on someone else. So do the three people have to have smicha? The three people who are conferring smicha to the other person, do they have to have smicha themselves? So usually assume it's a bezin of three and a bezin needs smicha. But the Rambam sheet seems to be that there is no such thing that a bezin needs smicha. You only need smicha if you have to paskin something. Here the Gemara says the three people who are conferring smicha don't have to paskin that the guy's roi to have smicha. Because the Gemara tells a story later in the first parak. They're going to tell stories about conferring smicha, conferring ordination on a rabbi. The Gemara says a big Talmud Chacham sent a letter to the other Talmud Chacham who lived in Eretz Yisrael. This guy is a genius. He knows Kol HaTorah Kula. Give him smicha. So the other guy gave smicha without checking. Gave smicha based on the other one's reliance. So you see from the Gemara that the bezin who are conferring smicha, it's not their responsibility to test out the candidate to see if he knows his stuff. They have to ascertain somehow or another that he knows. But they're not really paskening on that. They got a letter from a reliable person, so they conferred the smicha. So the Rambam writes, when you have three people conferring smicha, you require one of the three himself should be a samuch. Sounds like you don't need all three to be smuchim. So on the bottom of the page in the Rambam, they think that it's a misprint. It should say not she echad mehem samuch. It should say kol echad mehem samuch. All three of them should be smuchim, because you have a bezin to come. If bezin has to have smicha, how can they act as a bezin if they don't have smicha? But in the editions that we have in the Rambam, it doesn't say shehi kol echad mehem. Shehi echad mehem samuch. One of them should be a samuch. What kind of a compromise is that? One should be a samuch. So Rav Avdol Soloveitchik has in his sefer on the Rambam, this pshat, the Rambam apparently holds that smicha is not a din in bezin, it's just a din in hayroa. And by smicha conferring ordination, they're not paskening anything. But the whole idea of smicha is that it's ish mipi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So if one of the three members of the bezin himself doesn't have smicha, not going to be ish mipi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam says you need three people. One of them should have smicha himself. So it should be the one that conferring smicha upon should be ish mipi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. But the other two can be hadyaitas. So the Rambam is pretty mefurish like that. That smicha is not a din in bezin. Smicha is a din in hoira. You have other Rambams also like that. Smicha is a din in paskeni. So that's where the Rambam holds over here. Mederaisa, the Rambam paskin acts like avach beid radika. Yeah, mederaisa chad nami kosher. But the chad has to be a samuch. And then mederabbanan, they said it then. You shouldn't allow one. Al tidon yichid, yishdon yichid ala echad. And they insisted you should have three. Why three should be good enough with two? No. Because called the tikkun rabbanan came, there is a tikkun. We pattern after zeilus machavolus. We need shlosha smuchim in atorah. See, you need shlosha. And mizmanazeh, they're no smuchim at all. So mizmanazeh, it'll be based on shlichus. So that's what the Rambam says. That by hados malvos, even though chad nami kosher, but our ability mizmanazeh to be done is based on shlichus. Because minatoy, you do need one samuch, not one head. You need one samuch. Nobody has any smucha, nobody has any smicha. Yeah, that is the famous Rambam Shita. The Rambam Paskin, the Gemara, the simple reading in the Gemara, based on the base in Gimel Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Boaz says, Shnaim Shadonu ain't dinayim din. And Shmuel says, Shnaim Shadonu dinayim din. So the Gemara said, what does it depend on? If you hold me, the Raisa Chadna Mikoshim in Atar, one is good. So B'diyevit, so the din me, the Rabbanan, Alti, Dan Yechidi, Dan Yechidi Alecha, that's only Lechad Chile B'diyevit, Shnaim Shadonu would be good. But if you hold me in Atar, Ira Parshias Kosev Kam, in Atar, Yinish Losha Smuchim, and it's only with the Rabbanu we allow Shlosha Adyotas. So then if you're going to have Shnaim Shadonu, it's no good Ben Atar, it's no good Ben Rabbanu. Shnaim Shadonu ain't din aim din. So the simple reading of the Gemara, this issue whether Shnaim Shadonu din aim din aim din aim din, depends whether you hold Ben Atar Echad Nami Kosher or not. So the Pella is, the Rambam paskins Atar Echad Nami Kosher, and then he paskins Shnaim Shadonu ain't din aim din. Based on the Gemara, it's a contradiction. If you hold me in Atar Echad Nami Kosher, so the Gemara says in Gimel Amanal, then you hold like Shmuel, that Shnaim Shadonu would be denamed in. So the Kes Mishnah, yes, that Kasha and the Ramah. How can he paskin Shnaim Shadonu ain't denamed in, since he paskin in Atar Echad Nami Kosher? So the Osameach answers that Kasha also. He says, the Rambam held Chad Nami Kosher has to be a Chad Samuch, not a Chad Hedyot. So when you say Shnaim Shadonu Dinam Din B'diyevit because you rely on the Din Deraisa, yeah, if the Shnaim Shadonu would be Shnei Smuchim. But the Rambam was talking about Shnei Hedyotas. So that they never made a Takana de Rabbanon on that. In Atari, you need Chad Samuch. As man as nobody has any Smicha. So we're relying on Shlichusai. But they never said Shlichusai unless you're going to have three. They wanted us to have Shlosha Hedyotas by Hoidos Malvoas. So we're just going to have Chad or Shnei Hadyaitis, so that's not acceptable. So that's what the Or Sameach writes, the frame for that Kasha. He says, the Kes Mishnah quoted two Kashas against the Rambam. One Kasha was the Ramach's Kasha. How can the Rambam say that Minatura, that Bizmanazah, we can be done, or Dos Valvoz, based on Shlichayu, if Chad Namikosha, you don't need Chad Samuch, so you don't need any Shlichasai. The other kasha was, how can the Rambam paskin Shnaim Shadonu ain't dinayim din? The Gemara says that's only if you hold Ira Parshias Menater, you need three. But if you hold Chad Nami Kosher, so be Shnaim Shadonu should be good. So the Osamech says one teretz on both kashas. He says the Rambam clearly holds like, he quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rambam holds like the Rabbeinu Chananel that Chad Nami Kosher means a Chad Samuch, even though the Chad doesn't have a din of a dozen. Chad is Hayroas Isaveheter, but for Hayroi you need a Samuch. Smicha is a din in paskin, it's a din in haro, it's not a din in bezin. So since menat Torah chad amikosh means chad samuch, so b'zman hazeh nobody has smicha, so all the din in Torah of hoidos v'alvo is based on shlichusayu. Then when the Rambam says, shnaim shadonu ein dinayim din, he's talking about shnei hadyot, it's not talking about shnei smuch. That's what the Or Sameach says. So Rav Soloveitchik said, the Or Sameach is right. He mentioned this every so often, he would mention the Or Sameach. He said, the Or Sameach is 100% right. Because even on the beginning of the Rambam, in Perek Yehei or so on, he doesn't say Shnei Hadyotu Shadonu, but you get, I think, the Perek Chof Aleph. Later, the Rambam writes explicitly, Shnei Hadyotu Shadonu, Eim Din Eim Din. He writes Beferish like the Osamech. Shnei Smuchim Shadonu would be Din Eim Din by Herdor Shalvos. When the Rambam passed on Shnei Shadonu, Eim Din Eim Din, he only writes it on Shnei Hadyotus, not on Shnei Smuchim. So Leitchik said that he thinks that Osamech is 100% correct. The Pshat and the Rambam is correct. Okay, so the Mishnah has two kinds of dinim amanus. You have dinim amanus of hados or alvois, where it's sufficient with shlosha hadyotas, and then you have dinim amanus of gzelus achlolus, where you need shlosha smuchim. And that's the big machloikas amarayim. Rabba Bo and Rava, on base on base, are of the opinion that ira parsha is kasuvka, that the Shlosha Smuchim that I mentioned, Magzelus Vachabolus, carry over Menatara to Ardoas Vachabolus, and it's only with the Rabbanah that were Makel, that Shlosha Hedyotis is good, based on Shlichusayim. And Rabach Beid Ravike, the simple meaning is that Chad Nami Kosher by Ardoas Vachabolus, Chad Nami Kosher means Chad Hedyot, you don't need Chad Samar. And it's only with the Rabbanah that you say, Alti Dan Yechid and Dan Yechid El Echot, but Shnaim Shadon would be good to be Evid, Chad Nami would be good to be Evid. Echad would be good, but he have it also. That's a simple reading in the Gemara. The Rambam says no, that Chad Nami Kosher means Chad Samuch. Even though the Rambam thinks like that opinion of Tosis, that Echad is not a bezin. It's not that there's a bezin of echad. Echad is betoris hayroa seisa behet. Hayroa means it's an abstract. They're not even relating the din to the case. You don't have to. Just like in Tumah Mitar, just like in Hilchas Nida, just like in Hilchas Kashas, you don't have to have a bezin paskin in the case. You have a hayroa in abstract. So that's what the Ramah holds over here. Chadam mikasha means it's betoris hayroa, but still you need a samach. Because smicha is a din of hayroa. It's not a din in bezin.
If according to the Rambam, Chad Mumcha has been in Hora, could an Av judge a son or vice versa?
Yes. Yeah. Whenever it's a Din HaRoi, he's passing an abstract. So he's not a Karev. He's not related to the Torah. And I'm not talking about your money. I'm talking an abstract. Yeah, correct. That is correct. Yes. This is the gist of the Gemara. Then the Mishnah continues to talk about more cases of Din HaMamnes. Not only are there two categories, there's Gzelus HaHavolus, which Rav Soloveitchik understood means that the Torah imposes. Then there's Hodos Valvos, means that it's a Hischaibis Midas. But then the Mishnah discusses also Knas as opposed to Mamon. This is Knas. Yeah. What's the difference between Mamon and Knas? What's the difference Halacha L'Maaseh between Mamon and Knas? So the Mishnah says at the end of the third parak in Subas and the end of Elanairis, that Moedib Knas is Potter. Moedib Mamon is Chayv. Hodos Baldin Kemeidim Dami. Moedib Knas is Potter. So that's the difference Halacha L'Maaseh. What else? What's another difference? Let's say a person knows that he robbed a bank. He stole $1 million from a Jewish bank. And he knows that he's chayv kefil. And now he does tshuva and he wants to give back the money on his own. He wants to pay back $2 million. $1 billion keren and $1 million kefil. So Tosfos shows from the Bavli, from the Yerushalmi, there isn't even a midas chasidus to pay knas on your own. Until the bez makes a gemar din, there is no chiv to pay knas. Only if you have a bezin, issue a psak, then you have to pay the knas. So there are differences in halacha between mamon and knas. What's the difference in definition? How did the chachamim decide what's mamon and one knas? And why did they have a machlekes by palganiska, the last five lines on Gimel and Medalim? They had a machlekes where the palganiska, short time sheizik, pays chatzin nezik the first three times, and then the fourth time on, it pays nezik shalom. If it lives so long, we should kill the shor. He's damaging everybody's property. So you should really shecht him. You should kill him. But if the shor is mazik the first three times, he pays chatzin nezik, and the fourth time he pays nezik shom. So that's a machlekes in Bava Kama and after Zvava and Aleph machlekes amaroyim, where the palgan niska chatzin nezik of a short time is mom and a knas. And the Gemara there comes to the conclusion that it's knas. And Zvava and Beis, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's knas. So there the Gemara gives you a definition. What's a definition? How did the rabbis decide which chiyuv, which payment is mammon and which payment is knas? And maybe Bebeinetta tomorrow we'll start with that. How do you know what's mammon and what's knas? And what's the nikudas amachlekes of palganiska? Well, palganiska, mammon and knas. Okay, tomorrow I plan to have a regular day. Tomorrow the shiur is at 1:45? No? Bebeinetta. Okay. I apologize for the inconvenience for today.